Don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News.
Good evening, Spartan fans. From the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon with this halftime update. The residents of the Four Seasons Apartments Complex building at 2230 Prairie are being told not to go home tonight, and their returns to their homes this weekend is currently to be determined. Fire broke out in the basement at 2230 Prairie around 9:30 this morning, causing significant smoke damage through the three-story building. Emporia Fire Battalion Chief Aaron Steinlogge.
Once we arrived on scene, all we saw was smoke coming from the backside of the building. We had a team go in to the downstairs where the fire was reported. I had three other teams go through all the other floors to evacuate all the residents. We had at least 7 to 8 apartments where we had to do rescue from the balconies.
All residents trapped on balconies were evacuated without any reported issues. Residents have been gathering at Westside Baptist Church as a staging location, and Area Red Cross Director Jane Blocker says this fire affects many people. Blocker says the Red Cross assessment process got started by early afternoon, and it focuses on immediate needs, including lodging, food, shelter arrangements, spiritual counseling, and mental wellness. Residents who are interested in donating to the Red Cross specifically for this situation can go online to redcross.org or call 800-RED-CROSS. Several area counties are now in a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Chase, Morris, and Waubunsee counties are part of a separate weather alert. Chase County is in an advisory from 6 a.m. tomorrow until midnight Sunday. Morris and Waubunsee counties are in advisories from 6 a.m. on Saturday until 6 a.m. on Sunday. The National Weather Service is now expecting a wintry mix of precipitation, changing to snow for the affected counties, with 1 to 4 inches of snowfall possible west of Emporia and up to 3 inches north and northwest of Emporia. Slick road conditions are expected in the alerted counties as well. Now for Lyon County and the remaining nearby counties, light rain and snow is expected to start the event, followed by a wintry mix and straight rain before returning to a wintry mix after sunset. Snow accumulations currently look to be less than an inch for Lyon County. Be sure to stay with KVOE, KVOE.com, and KVOE social media for more weather and travel updates throughout the weekend. A quick check of your local forecast from the TV13 weather team. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 27 degrees. Tomorrow, rain and snow are likely before 3 p.m., then rain likely between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Cloudy, a high of 38. And tomorrow night, rain and snow likely yet again before midnight with a chance of snow. Otherwise cloudy, a low of 29. We'll get you right back to second half action from the Ralph Miller Classic at Chanute in just a moment. But for the latest local information on the air and on the web, be sure to stay tuned to KVOE or log on to KVOE.com where you can find news anytime. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial and Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Chanute High School, 22-19, Emporia High leads it. It's time now for our halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Let's go over the scoring for Andover Central first. 6 each from Kobe Smith and Omar Alsmati to lead the way. Chance Goley with 3, Jaden Brown with 3, and Brian Perry with 2. Andover Central, 8 of 21 from the field for 38%. They were 2 of 9 from beyond the arc for 22%. They were 2 of 3 at the free throw line for 67%. They rebounded the ball 15 times and committed 9 turnovers. For Emporia High, they got 5 each from Jalen King and Cooper Reck, and then 4 each from Sheldon Stewart and Parker Leeds. Also, River Peters has 4 as well. Emporia High, 6 of 16 from the field for 38%. They were 2 of 8 from beyond the arc for 25%. They were 8 of 10 from the line for 80%, 10 rebounds, and 8 turnovers. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Halftime from the McPherson Invitational Tournament involving the Centennial League team. Manhattan leads McPherson 25-21. And in the other games happening in the Centennial involving Centennial League teams here at midseason tournament time, Hayden over Shawnee Mission North, a team Emporia High beat by 13 back in December. They won 55-45. Topeka High over Lansing, 63-37. And it was Hutchinson over Junction City, 56-29. Championship semifinals of the Flint Hills Shootout. Osage City defeated Chase County, 56-43. Other games happening at the Flint Hills League Shootout. Central Heights over Council Grove, 61-51. And West Franklin over Northern Heights, 66-46, all of those boys' games. Once again, I want to thank John North Ford for providing the transportation to Chanute, the Nissan Altima. Looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John North Ford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Key to the second half, Emporia High has to carry the momentum that they had the final 2 minutes of quarter number two. If they do that and get a little bit of a bigger cushion, they could be, and it's final from the Flint Hills League Shootout as Linden defeats Mission Valley 61-40. Can Emporia High carry the momentum into the second half? Let's take a 1 minute break, and when we come back, we'll have the third quarter. 22-19 Emporia High. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Andover Central will get the ball to start quarter number three. They send out their starting five of goalie Smith, Brown, Perry, and Alsmati. Emporia High will send out Stewart, Leeds, King, Reck, and Peters to start the second half. Andover Central in their whites, black lettering, and gold letters. Here's goalie, floater on the way. Good, banked in. Goalie has 5, and the lead is down to 1 for Emporia High at 22-21. Spartans move into the basket to my right in the road. Black uniforms, red lettering, red trim. Emporia across the chest. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball here, right wing. And the River Peters at the right block. Osmati on the assignment. He's got 3 fouls, so might as well try to get it. Make Osmati foul. Here's Stewart, right wing. Sheldon now wrecked at the baseline, right side. Skip pass, top of the key to Parker Leeds. Parker back to Sheldon to reset. 7:15 to play in the third quarter. 22-21 Emporia High. Spartans with their first possession of quarter number three. Here's Parker Leeds. Entry pass stolen by goalie. As Andover Central looking to regain the lead. Here's Perry as they get into the front court. Swing over to Brown, left wing. At 5'7", the 5'7 sophomore spin move over to Colby Smith. He'll back it back out. Swing it up top of the key to Brown. I know both Bishop Meach and Parkview left. This is an entertaining game. Might as well stick around for this one. And this is an empty gym, and Emporia High's got to build some energy in this one. Inbound inside to Perry. Kicks it out to Brown, right wing. Brown lost it. It's picked up by River Peters. And Emporia High looking to run. There's a blocked shot, and it should have been goaltending as Parker leads the cup. Got it blocked by Smith, and a foul at the top of the key here to the basket to my left. And they're going to get Parker Leeds with a foul, his first team foul number one. Or it's Parker's second team foul number. I don't know why Parker's got two. As they swing inside to Osmani Lotze, he walked with it. Layup is missing. Rebound to Fred Jackson. As Emporia High looking to bring it up the floor. Here's Sheldon out. Jalen right baseline, dribbles it back out to Sheldon. Back to Jalen. Entry pass in the river. Peters River's pass is deflected off of Andover Central. It'll stay with Emporia High as Leeds came out when Fred Jackson came back in. 5:47 to play here in the third. 1 point Emporia High advantage at 22-21. Jalen King dribbling it back out. Skip pass over River Peters. Now up top to Sheldon. Entry pass to Cooper Reck at the free throw line. Bounce pass River right wing. Back to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon will dribble it back out. River Peters right wing. Back to Sheldon. Now right wing. River faked the three. Now he almost stepped into a three. Cooper kicks it out to Peters. Back to Sheldon. Peters right wing. A three. Too strong. Rebound goes to Perry for Andover Central. And a foul in backcourt on Emporia High. Foul is on Fred Jackson. That's his first. Team foul number two. As Emporia High, the fouls are racking in here to start the second half. Here's Brown across the timeline, across the powder blue sea at midcourt. Now goalie with it against River Peters. Spartan, here's a lob inside. Perry, right-handed layup is missing. He's fouled, and he's going to line for a pair of free throws. Adler's at the table for Andover Central. Third foul on Emporia High is on Sheldon Stewart. That should be his second personal foul. Or actually, it is his first. Team foul number three, Perry line. First one is up and nothing but nylon. Adler in for Andover Central as Osmati will sit down. Fred Jackson out as Parker Leeds back in. This game is tied at 22. Perry looking to give Andover Central the lead back. Second one on the way is too strong. Rebound picked up by Sheldon Stewart for Emporia High. 22 all, 4:50 to play here in the third. And a good one here from Chanute. Winner gets Bishop Miege. Loser gets Parkview, Missouri. Sheldon Stewart, left wing, a three. That one's too strong. And the rebound is picked up by River Peters. Floater on the way. Good. River Peters has six to lead Emporia High. And Emporia High back up two, 24-22. 4:30 to play. Perry. And did he draw another offensive foul? Perry. And guess who drew it? It was Jalen King. Jalen drew the second charge of the night. And now Lee Baldwin saying Deuce sprints as Perry picks up number three. Team foul number one, Perry out as DeGarmo back in for Andover Central. So Perry and Osmati both with three fouls for Andover Central. Here's Peters, top to key, back to Jalen. Now Parker leads with it. Back to Jalen. Now Sheldon Stewart with it, far side, right in front of Lee Baldwin. River Peters lobs it inside, deflected, it's stolen by... guess who? Kobe Smith. Smith will back it out as we near the halfway point of quarter number three. 24-22, Emporia High. DeGarmo with the basketball against Cooper Reck, who's at the top of that 1-3-1. Brown against Sheldon Stewart. Brown dribbling, trying to lost it for a second. Brown still with it left side. Dishes off. A reverse layup is up and good by Chance Goalie. Goalie with seven, and we're tied at 24. And a foul on Andover Central. Or it's ball out of bounds. Or yes, it is. River Peters was fouled. Foul is on goalie. That's his second. Team foul number two on Andover Central. Jalen King to trigger it in. He'll inbound, and it's deflected. Sheldon Stewart got it. Sheldon left side, kicks it out. Wide open, Jalen King left wing. Bounce pass, Reck. Reck layup is blocked. Reck got it back. Right-handed layup is up and good. As the putback was good for Reck, and Reck has six, or seven, and a timeout. And it's a full timeout. Let's take a 30 by Emporia High. 26-24 Spartans. 3:27 to play in the third. Spartan basketball on KVOV.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Ruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
26-24 Emporia High. I want to thank John North Ford for providing Nissan Altima for me to drive down here to Chanute this weekend. If you're looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John North Ford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Greg Jackson's back in for Emporia High. And Drew Hess is in there as well. As Peters is out. Along with, I believe, Reck out. Yes, so Drew Hess is in there. Andover Central with the basketball, down two. Goalie with it. Now Smith. Now back to Brown right wing. Now DeGarmo with it. Bounce pass to Brown right wing. Greg Jackson's on top of that 1-3-1 now. And now Lee Baldwin's shouting stamp. Almost deflected by Fred. Almost a steal. But Lee Baldwin gets a round of applause, and now he's saying to bring it. Now he's saying hands. Stays with Andover Central. 2:59 to play here in the third. Spartans up two, 26-24. Brown with the basketball as he gets it on the inbounds. Greg Jackson again on top of the 1-3-1. Now Garmo left corner against Jalen King. Back to goalie. Goalie will dribble it. Defense champ put on by the Spartan faithful here. And a foul on Emporia High. It's on Fred Jackson. That's his second. Team foul number four on Emporia High here in the second half. It was nearly a kick ball. DeGarmo to play it right in front of his own bench. Kobe Smith now guarded against Sheldon Stewart. Brown with it against Jalen King. Back out to Smith. Smith at the top of the key, dribbling to his left. Now over to goalie. Back to DeGarmo. Now bounce pass over to Brown. They get it to Smith, right corner. Swinging around the perimeter. Here's DeGarmo. DeGarmo in the paint. Floater on the way. Miss. But they're going to get a foul on Drew Hess. That's Drew's first. Team foul number five on Emporia High. And it's a shooting foul as well, as Bryce DeGarmo will go to the free throw line. Yesterday, DeGarmo was 2 of 2. He's 5 of 8 from the free throw line, so he's 7 of 10, so 70%. First one is up and good. And DeGarmo gets into the scorebook. River Peters back in for Emporia High. It's Fred Jackson will sit down. As DeGarmo looking to tie this one up at 26. Second one on the way. Good. Nothing but net. DeGarmo with his first 2 points, and Emporia High will have a sub after the free throw, and Cooper Reck will come in for Parker Leeds. 26 all, 2:22 to play in the third. There's a lot of twos right now on that scoreboard here at Chanute High School. Jalen King brings up across the timeline. Spartans moving to the basket to my right. Cooper Reck at the free throw line. Now back to Jalen King. Sheldon Stewart. Far side, now River Peters with it. Now back to Sheldon Stewart, left wing. Back to Jalen King at the top. Jalen in between the rings. Jalen back with it, swinging around the perimeter. Back to Jalen at the top. Porad trying to break the 2-3 look by Andover Central. River Peters, right wing, a three, pinballing out. Rebound goes to Colby Smith for Andover Central. How big of a three would have that been for River Peters? Now Jaden Brown with the basketball. Bounce pass to Garmo. Goalie, left corner, a three. Missed all of it. Put back good by Kobe Smith. Smith has eight and a steal by Andover Central. Here's Brown to the cup. Got it rejected by Reck. Rebound went back to Andover Central. And goalie got blocked by Hess. And a foul as goalie got it back. 28-26 Andover Central. 16 foul on Emporia High. It's on Drew Hess. That's his second. Team foul number six. And it's not the Spartans. The Jaguars are shooting. First free throw for goalie is good. Goalie has eight. Leads back in for Reck, or leads back in for Hess. As Perry back in for Adler for Andover Central. 3-point lead for Andover Central. Goalie second is pinballing out. River Peters with the rebound. 1:13 to play here in the third. Spartans trailing by three, 29-26. Don't really need the three here if you're Emporia High. Jalen King back to Parker Leeds. Entry pass. They get it to Sheldon Sewer. Back to Parker Leeds at the top of the key. A minute to play, third quarter. Spartan trailing 29-26. Cooper Reck lost it for a second. Now Jalen King, right wing. Skip pass over to Sheldon. Now River Peters with it. Sheldon Stewart back with the basketball. And then Poirier High looking to try to milk it again. Jalen skip pass to Sheldon. Left wing a three for the tie. That's short. And the rebound goes to Brown for Andover Central. And Andover Central trying to go for the last shot here. 30 ticks to play in the third. Stanza, 29-26. Andover Central, Perry screen. Brown with it, Jaden Brown. Skip pass to back to Smith. 18 seconds on the timer. Osmati's at the table. He probably won't come in until the start of quarter number four. Brown gets over, wide open. Smith, right wing a three. He hit it. And a big three-pointer. Kobe Smith taking over. He's got 11 and 6-point game. Jalen King blocked by Smith. And Jalen to the floor. And that will do it for quarter number three. As Andover Central leads it 32-26. The fourth quarter is next. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Lawn Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by LawnVineAuto.com.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Emporia High will have the basketball to start quarter number four, and Parker leads the inbound right here in front of me. Quarter number four underway, Jalen King. Can Emporia High get an answer here immediately? Parker leads with the basketball. Jalen King, right corner. Jalen, 15-footer, right baseline. Short. Jalen got it back. Jalen got it back, and another opportunity for Emporia High. Parker leads with the basketball. Now he has it back. Reck. Now Parker back to Sheldon Stewart. Back to Parker leads. River Peters at the top. Kicks it out to Sheldon, left wing. Back to Parker leads. Swing it over right wing to Jalen King. Here's River Peters. It is Stewart leads. Reck. And Peters for Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Emporia High don't really need a three here, trailing by six. Try to get the basket. Osmati's back in there as well for Andover Central. Jalen King lost it, and there's a foul on Andover Central. And who's the foul on? And it's on Osmani. That's number four.
Central's number 42 overall, Osmani, picks up his fourth
personal foul. So Osmani, the guilty party, his fourth. Team foul number three. Emporia High with the basketball. Layup good for Jalen King. It was Cooper Reck with the basket. Cooper's got nine. And the lead is down to four for Emporia High, 32-28. They trail it. 6:53 to play in this one. Brown now to Garmo with it as they gave goalie a little breather. And a foul on, or it's deflected out of bounds, and it stays with Andover Central. Brett Jackson back in for Emporia High as River Peters will sit down. 6:45 to play, 32-28, Andover Central. Winner gets Bishop Miege at 4:15 tomorrow. Loser gets Parkview out of Springfield, Missouri at 2:30 for third. Here is Brown. Now Colby Smith with it. Got to get it out of his hands. Brown right wing. Brown skip passing to Osmati. He lays it up and got it. Osmati playing with four fouls. Got eight. The lead is back to six. 34-28. Andover Central, 6:20 to play. Parker leads in the left on the left wing. Back to Jalen King. Spartans still trying to attack the 2-3 zone. Sheldon Stewart right wing. And timeout, Lee Baldwin. 30-second timeout. Let's keep it right here. And at the end of the third quarter in McPherson, and I just saw this on Twitter while we were in that break. Let's see if I can find it real quick. End of the third quarter, Manhattan leads it 38-32 over McPherson. The Manhattan team is a scary team. Emporia High travels to Manhattan on Tuesday to resume Centennial League play. That'll be a single boys game at 7:30. And we'll have the game on Mix 104.9 on Tuesday night. Tomorrow's game, no matter when Emporia High will play, they will be on Mix 104.9 as well. It'll either be a 2:15 pregame or a 4 p.m. pregame, pending the outcome of this one. Still plenty of time in this one. 6:06 to play. Emporia High trailing 34-28. They have been in this one a lot. Here as Peters back in for Peters back in for Jackson. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Now Jalen King. Jalen bounce pass to Sheldon. Back to Jalen. Jalen looking to attack. Jalen to the cup. Blocked shot by Osmati. And the rebound is out of bounds, and it will stay with Emporia High. 5:43 to play in this one. 6-point Andover Central lead. Jalen King to trigger it in. He inbounds to Stewart, and River Peters lost it for a second. Parker Leeds with it, looking to attack. Blocked shot by Osmati. Parker Leeds wanted some contact, but he didn't get it. So Emporia High still with it. River Peters will trigger it in. He'll inbound to Sheldon Stewart, top of the key. Sheldon back with it. Now River Peters, left wing. Sheldon back to Parker. Parker looking to attack. Loader for fit from 15, missing by River Peters. And the rebound goes to Perry for Andover Central. Brown with the basketball. Brown gets over to Colby Smith in between the circles. Emporia High's bringing it. Here's Osmati. Osmati now swinging it over to Smith. As Cooper Rex on top of that 1-3-1 look. Into Smith at the baseline. And Osmati almost pass deflected. Osmati to the cup. And they waved off the shot. And they called a travel on Osmati. And good defense by Cooper Rex. And Emporia High still with a chance. Down by six. They've trailed by as many as nine. Have led by three. Parker leads. Now Jalen King with it. Swinging around the perimeter. Back to Jalen. Tom DeKeen. Back out to Jalen. River Peters. They're playing a little catch with each other. Jalen back with it. Sheldon Stewart didn't fire from three. Jalen with it. King looking to attack. Deflected pass. Goes out of bounds to the right of me. Stays with Emporia High. 4:36 left in this one. Emporia High trailing 34-28. Inbounds to Jalen King. Emporia High needs an answer. 2-3 zone still put on by Andover Central. River Peters looking to kicks it out. River back with it at the free throw line. River looking to attack. Layup is good over Osmani. River Peters has A's down to 4. 34-30. Andover Central 4:15 to play. Emporia High bringing the pressure. Brown with it. Now over to Kobe Smith on the far wing. Skip past to DeGarmo left wing. Up top to Brown. Back to Smith right wing. Emporia High faithful here. Still chanting defense. Emporia High looking to upset the 8th ranked team in 5A. Smith back with it. Under 4 to play. 34-30 Andover Central. Brown with it, time to key, and a foul, and it puts Andover Central in the bonus. And Cooper Reck fouled, and that's his third. Team foul number 7, and a 1-1 coming up for Jaden Brown. As goalie back in for DeGarmo, and a timeout for Tyler Richardson and Andover Central. It's a full, let's take a 30. 34-30, Andover Central, 3:49 to play. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans. Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
34-30, Andover Central leads it over Emporia High. 3:49 left in this one. Jaden Brown will go to the line for a 1-1. He's a 90% free throw shooter. Emporia High will send out Stewart, Leeds, Peters, King, and Reck as they huddle near the midcourt stripe. Emporia High still down 2 possessions, but still in this one. They trailed by 9 and managed to answer with a 9-0 run themselves. And Jaden Brown to the line. He's got 3.
Andover Central's number 10, Jaden Brown.
Brown, 18 of 20 from the stripe this season. He was 5 of 5 yesterday against Carthage, Missouri in a 57-43 win. Free throw on the way. Missing! Osmani got the rebound! And another opportunity. There's a layup good by Brown. He got it back. Brown has 5. Lead is back to 6 for Andover Central at 36-30. 3:35 to play. Emporia High needs to respond. River Peters right wing back to Jalen King. River Peters is swinging around the perimeter. Back to River Peters right wing against Osmani. River looking to attack. Layup is missing. And the rebound goes to Perry for Andover Central. And Andover Central has not had a cushion larger than 6, but they've led by as many as 9 early in this one. Smith back to Brown. Now Perry right corner back to Brown. Brown in traffic, deflected, back to goalie left corner. 3 minutes to play, and it's deflected, and who's it off of? It's off goalie, and Jalen King with the defense, and it goes to Emporia High. And the turnover margin in this one, 11 for Andover Central, and Emporia High has 13. Jalen King, top of key, Sheldon Stewart, left wing. Emporia High looking to answer. Sheldon, left wing a 3 to cut in half. Swish! A bayonet 5-3 for Sheldon Stewart. 7 for the junior. Timeout Emporia High. Jalen King got the assist. And another full timeout coming. Let's take a 30. It's down to 3. 36-33 Andover Central. 2:47 left in this one. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial.
for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Our three-point shots brought to you by Valiant Fiber. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. 2:47 left in regulation, 36-33, Andover Central. Emporia High has cut it to three. The Garmo's back in there, and they took goalie out. As Brown will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Now DeGarmo with it, left wing double team, and the reach in on Parker Leeds. They fouled DeGarmo. And it will be on Parker Leeds. That's his third. Team foul number eight. And that will send Bryce DeGarmo to the free throw line. He's a 63. He's hit two today. He's got 2 points. This is a 1-1. Free throw on the way. It's good. Nothing but net. Sends the lead back to four. One more coming up for Bryce DeGarmo, a 5'10 sophomore. Could push it back to five. Second one is too hard. Rebound goes to Cooper Reck for Emporia High. 4-point Emporia High deficit, 37-33, 2:33 left. Parker leads left wing back to Jalen Cobb to key. Don't necessarily need the three here. Jalen King to River Peters, Cobb to key. Sheldon Stewart, entry pass to Cooper Reck, back to Jalen, right wing, a three, he missed it. And the rebound goes to Brown. And Emporia High's bringing the pressure. Here's Brown across the timeline. Brown, as River Peters got tripped up. Brown, double team, Brown, right side. Brown deflected out to Smith. 2 minutes to play, 37-33, Andover Central. Back to Brown, that's under two to play. And Parker Leach has fouled. Just picked up foul number four. Team foul number nine, and that will send Brown to the line for a 1-1. And Calvin Seeley quickly off the Emporia High bench. And that will send, and Parker Leeds will go to the bench. 1-1 coming up for Jaden Brown. 5 points on the night. Still a 1-1, a 4-point lead. With a minute 57 left. Free throw on the way is too hard. Rebound goes to River Peters for Emporia High. And Emporia High has a chance to get it to one or two on this possession. Calvin Seeley back to Sheldon Stewart. Jalen King now back to Sheldon. Jalen King back with it. Don't need the three. Here is River Peters. Andover Central still with some fouls to give. Out to Seeley, left wing. Now Jalen with it. Now back to River. Top of the key against Osmati. Now Jalen with it as we near 90 seconds to go. Jalen looking to attack. Jalen to the cup. Layup is missing. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two free throws. 14 foul against Andover Central. And did they get Osmani? They did. They did. The big fella is done. Osmani fouls out with a minute 28 left in this one, and he scores 8 points, and he will sit down and have to watch the rest of this one. Goalie will come in for him. Fred Jackson is in for River Peters. Offense for defense. Jalen King to the line for two. First one up is missing. Too strong. Still got one more to try to get it to three. Jalen with five, looking for his 6 point of the night. Second one on the way. Good. Nothing. Bonet. He hit the second. Timeout Emporia High. 30 or full. 30-second timeout. Let's keep it right here. Want to thank John North Ford for providing our transportation. Here to Chanute, Nissan Altima, looking to buy or sell a car. See the guys at John North Ford at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. So here from Chanute, the Constellation games are set up. Coffeyville will take on Campus at 11 a.m. and that will be followed by Chanute taking on Carthage. Parkview will get the loser of this game at 2:30 for third. Winner will get Bishop Miege at 4:15. So Emporia High still with a chance, trailing by three. So Emporia High looking to stay in this one. Down by three. 88 seconds left in this one, and they will bring some full court pressure. Here is Smith with the basketball. Emporia High cannot foul. They'll put Andover Central in the double bonus. Here's Brown. Gets it across the timeline. And a steal by Emporia High. Jalen King got it. Jalen to the cup, lays it up. He's fouled with a minute 14 to go. And he's got two free throws. And Jalen attacked. And that's what the 5'8 senior has done all year. And it's the 15th foul against Andover Central. And the foul will be on Brown. And that is his second. Team foul number five. And Jalen King back to the line for two. And critical free throws for the 5'8 senior. First one up is good. He's got one more to get it to one. Jalen King has seven. Looking for point number eight to get this back within one. Second free throw on the way. Pinballing out. Rebound goes to Colby Smith. 2-point game. 37-35. Andover Central. A minute eight to play. Colby Smith with it. He'll dribble it back out. Skip pass over to DeGarmo as we have a minute left. 37-35. Andover Central. Colby Smith with it. Emporia High trying not to foul. It would put Andover Central at the line for two. Here's Brown. Out to Smith. 48 ticks left. Down the, it's a two-point game. 37-35. DeGarmo left wing. He's fouled by Jalen King. It's a reach-in. Jalen with his second personal foul. 10th team foul. Double bonus for Andover Central. It'll send DeGarmo to the line. He's got two. And he's, and this evening, DeGarmo. DeGarmo is 3 of 4. As DeGarmo, free throw on the way, good. Nothing but net. Sends the lead back to three. River Peters back in for Fred Jackson. Offense for defense. One more for DeGarmo. And Parker Leach will come back in, playing with four fouls as Seeley will sit down. 39.5 left. Andover Central up three. DeGarmo looking to make it four. Second one on the way. Good. Nothing but net. He hit both of them. DeGarmo has five. 4-point advantage for Andover Central, 39-35. Jalen out to River Peters, right? Left wing of three. He missed it. Rebound tap. Parker Leeds got it. And a foul. And it's Andover Central fans won a technical 60. And it's on Perry. That's number four for him. Team foul number six. Emporia High will have to inbound. 27.5 left. Down four. Jalen King will inbound. Jalen inbounds, lob to Reck. He missed it, and the rebound goes to Perry, and a foul, and Emporia High is going to have to do it with 23 seconds left. And Osmati with some applause over there on that bench. So two more free throws, and guess who? Colby Smith, Reck with his fourth personal foul. And two more for Colby Smith. He has 11, which is a game high. Free throw on the way, good. And Andover Central is looking like they are going to get Miege. It's going to be a battle between ranked teams, between the second-ranked team in 4A against the eighth-ranked team in 5A. Second one is in for Colby Smith. 13 for Smith. 6-point lead. Jalen looking to go to the cup. Layup is missing, and they're going to get Jalen with a charge, and that's probably going to put the books on this one. As Jalen King, a little too aggressive to the bucket. As Jalen picks up his third personal foul. This one was good from the get-go. Emporia High will have to play for third in this one. 18.5 left. They inbound to Smith. Smith gets over to Perry. Perry in traffic, and they'll get it out. Smith, as they swing over to Brown, 10 seconds, and a foul with 9.5 left. And Andover Central will go to the free throw line again. Foul is on Stewart. That's his third. Team foul number, or actually still double bonus, and that will send Brown to the line for two more free throws. Free throw on the way is too hard. Got to be a valiant effort for Emporia High to hang wire to wire with Andover Central here tonight. But they're going to fall just a little bit short. Got to three. But Emporia High is going to have to be tested tomorrow. Second one, and Brown missed them both. Peters with the rebound. Here's Stewart. Now Peters right wing. Peters for three. Short. Rebound to Brown, and that will do it. Andover Central will get Bishop Miege. Andover Central wins it 41-35. Free throws down the stretch was huge in this one, as Andover Central wins it over Emporia High. They improve to 9-2 on the season. Spartans fall to 9-3. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in the Prairie Land Partners John Deere post-game show. Spartans fall 41-35 to the 8th-ranked team in Class 5A in Andover Central. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by...